Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCBQ 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
And today we have a very interesting writer. Welcome to the show, Morgan Mason.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Morgan, so now you've got a book coming out under your pen name, Morgan Mason. Tell us what your newest book is.
Well, it's a gay romance of adult contemporary. So it's featuring two characters who are entering into a long-distance relationship and how they approach that.
So, you know, that's interesting. This seems to be a common thing we come across doing writer interviews. So you're writing a male-male romance.
Correct.
So as a female, what brought you into writing about male-male?
Well, I think I got my origin because I have family who are gay, and it's just sort of been in the back of my mind that there need to be more representation, and that was... I originally got my start as a young adult author because I have a brother who is gay, and watching him grow up and come into the world, that was sort of where my head went, helping him along the way and just seeing a need for more content. But I also was an avid reader of gay romance, so over time it's just evolved into me wanting to create my own stories in the same vein along the same subject matter.
So when you create characters for something like this, a male-male, do you take it from, let's say, your brother or other people that you actually know, or are they totally fictionalized?
Mostly they're fictionalized. I like to find inspiration in characters. For example, this last book that I'm, or this first book that I'm going to be publishing here under Morgan Mason, I actually took inspiration from a character on a TV show. So I just... liked the style and liked the person's job and what they did, so I built my character around that.
That's interesting. So, but when you develop that character throughout the book or throughout the story that you're telling, how do you add characteristics to that character? Like, how do you decide what type of person they're going to be?
Well, I think I'm more of a fly by the seat of my pants writer. I don't like to plot out. I have sort of an idea where I want the story to go, a beginning, middle, end, some points I like to hit along the way, but the story just comes naturally to me. So when I'm creating a character, I do like to sit down with a notebook, actually pen and paper, before I get started and just brainstorm and collaborate. I actually talk a lot with my kids. They help me, and we just pick stuff and we say, okay, I want them to have this type of a job, but what do you think their friends should be like? Who do you think their family should be? And I sometimes will even use a name generator on the computer to pop up a name, and then we'll just build a story around that person and weave them into the story.
Talk about name generators. Blake Allwood. That's a good name that he chose.
It's nice.
Yeah. So why do you think, like, according to what I hear and see, that a lot of females read male romances, why do you think that is?
Well, in all honesty, that question comes around a lot in our circle. It's this sort of a question, I guess, that comes up about, is it misogynistic? Is it, you know, women sort of fantasizing and sexualizing the gay community? And I don't really think that's the case. I think a lot of women get turned off of the stereotypical male-female romance, and they don't typically like the heroine, you know, where she's this damsel in distress, a weak character, she needs rescuing or saving. And a lot of times women, at least in my genre that I've seen and read comments about, want to gravitate toward two strong characters, two strong individuals who come together in maybe a unique way. And I also find a good portion of these readers naturally seem to be more LGBT friendly as compared to maybe a typical male-female reader who just wants to stick to one vein.
I heard an interesting comment that perhaps it was because on male-male romance, you get more of intimacy and a little bit more of romance from males, which you don't get as much in the straight male world, I guess. Now, I don't know if that's true.
I imagine it might be. I think myself, I do enjoy the romantic portion of it. I started out reading male-female, you know, many a year ago, and I actually just graduated into male-male because I was following an author who had written a series of male-female relationships, and she branched out, created a new book, sort of an offshoot of a male-male, and it just kind of went from there. I don't think it was anything for me personally that I just, oh, there's more romance, or I guess gravitated toward the content and I was interested in the characters. And I do think I find the characters to be a little more well thought out, a little more depth to them, because I think in our genre, it's a sort of stereotypical role that you would expect to find in a, you know, maybe a gay character, and authors try to strike away from that. So they're creating these characters who might be a little off the cuff, but also varying greatly, I think, and not so typical what you would find in a straight sort of setting, you know, a sort of weak female, which there are strong heroines out there, of course, but typically it's, you know, this damsel in distress sort of mode, and the male character might not be one to woo.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's me. I'm the damsel in distress. Now, I find that interesting. So now that you've done one book like this with adult male-male, do you feel like you're going to do more?
Yes, I do have more planned for the series. I actually have three more titles already set aside, and I'm about halfway through the second book now. And I plan to do probably two more, so in a total of four, but I would be open to more. And they'd all sort of be in the same world, but not necessarily intertwined.
Now, is there any suspense to this, or is this a crime or cozy or anything like that? Or what's the what type of a book is it with male-male? Just romance?
Strictly romance, yeah. It's a it's sort of a vacation fling, and then they live in opposite ends of the country. Actually, one character lives in Seattle and the other in Southern California, and they have to decide after they've had their little romance, are they worth, you know, is it worth pursuing because of the distance?
Now, you came from writing quite a few other books, and you've changed to a pen name of Morgan Mason, and you came as Whitney Cannon.
Right.
Okay, so as Whitney Cannon, what kind of books were you writing?
Along the same vein, gay romance, but young adult. So there were a lot of, it was under 18, I guess I would say. You know, no swearing, no sex on scene, no sex on page, just mild content in typically a high school setting.
Wow. So now how many of those have you written?
I have 5 books out under that name.
And, okay, so how did you get into that? Like, what was that due to your brother?
I think primarily, and also my kids. I've got young kids, and I think it was, you know, not, I don't suppose they're too young yet to know if anybody would fall into that category. But as a parent, I just felt there needed to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
More representation. I want my kids to be aware. I want them to be accepting. I want them to sort of approach the world knowing what's going on and not from a sheltered standpoint. So I didn't find it at all strange that it would be something I would write. And they are very accepting of it. They find it actually a little bit funny. But I think overall it gives them a sense of there's more to to life than just what is normalized, I suppose.
Hmm. So kind of what, is this aimed at teenagers then, or is this not, is it for adults?
Well, it's aimed at teenagers, but I think the case is that probably more typically adults become readers, because I'm not sure how many kids are on the, you know, Facebook or Amazon browsing these titles, although I do market myself in young adult reader groups as well.
I bet you get some controversy over that.
Of writing young adult content?
Yeah.
Not so much. I haven't really. It's been mostly positive, I think. People who know me, my friends, they all kind of just see it. I'm just that person. I celebrate the LGBT community, and it's just an extension of that from my personal life, which I think is, for me at least in my own world, not controversial. I haven't had anybody approach me online or through any of my readers groups giving, you know, any flack or having anything much to say about it.
Oh. Well, that's good. Why the change in creating a pen name for adult rather than this? Like, what's the separation there?
Well, obviously the content. Also, it was more protection for the kid, for my children, just to have that name be separated from the younger content for readers as well, because I didn't want the two genres to be crossed, or not genres, but young adult and the adult. I didn't want a reader to come along and see, oh, I might like this book, but they're only 16 and it's an adult content novel. So I wanted to just delineate the two and separate that divide.
So when someone, when you do one of the Whitney canon books for the younger, is there something you want people to get when they read the book?
I feel like it's more just about representation. There's not a strong message. All of my books are sweet. They all have a happy ending. And my mother has read all of my books, and she finds it just funny because she's, you know, most of the characters end up in love with their partner, and it's sort of this forever thing, which she laughs at because typically the characters are 16, 17, 18 and have no concept of the real world. So in terms of a message, I think just that it's just really a happy story, and you can find love as a young person. Often the stories revolve around accepting families, so I like to write more representation in that regard as well, because I know that that doesn't happen as a normal thing for a lot of kids, where they don't want to come out. They're worried about what the family's going to say, the parents might say, their community, their schoolmates. So I like to just have everything be, not everything. There are some dramatic moments and one character in particular who does get kicked out of the house. But as a whole, I just like them to be uplifting and something that somebody who's maybe struggling in their own environment might be able to read and find comfort in.
So where do you draw influences from?
For the young adult?
Yeah, like what kind of books do you draw for that?
I'm not actually sure. Actually, the very first series that I produced was called Connectivity, and I actually started that story several years ago when my kids were very young, and it actually was a male-female story, and as I got more into the male-male romance, I actually turned it into a male-male story, but it's a fantasy novel revolving around the theme of soulmates. Actually, those first three books all are in the same world, and there's this twist on in your DNA that allows you to have this connection with another person. So that just, I didn't really have much inspiration for that. I just like alternative thoughts on something. the idea of a soulmate, but give it a new twist. And I haven't approached that again in my writing. I've only got about 6 books out, so it's a developing scenario. I would like to publish something in fantasy or crime or, you know, maybe a paranormal, something like that, but we're still getting started.
And now under your new book, for Morgan Mason, so on that, what do you want people to get out of that style of book?
Well, really, it's just mostly for entertainment value. I just like it to be a quick weekend read, something sort of soft, feel good that people can pick up. And it's my first foray, so I don't want to go too dramatically one way or the other. I don't feel, you know, it's more just a broad spectrum, nice, sweet story.
It's interesting. So you're going to be doing more of those. Do you have a website or something that you keep all of this on, or is it just Amazon?
Right now it's just Amazon, and then I primarily advertise through Facebook, where I'm a part of any number of dozen groups promoting and reading and everyone sort of culminating around the same genre. I would like to get a website up and running, and the market for that, I know, is that's where a lot of authors get their subscribers and their new readers. But for now, it does cost a little bit of money to get these books out, and I'd like to get some books out to earn a little bit of money so that I can get the website.
Yeah, it's all a circle. It all comes
around. Very much is a circle.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, you know, it's certainly an interesting idea and books and stuff like that. And I guess it's something you feel is very important to get a lot of these books out.
I do. I think there are a lot of authors in the group, in the genre, but, you know, I don't know that it's going to hurt anybody to have one more. And it's my own take on it. It's my own twist on representation in that world. And I feel there's a good message, you know, as long as your characters are well developed, well thought out, and I guess true to that world, you know, you're not making stuff up that's completely, that maybe wouldn't happen, which of course is fantasy, but you also want to do justice to actual gay men who are out there living their lives, because there is a lot of controversy about women writing in the genre versus an actual gay man who's writing in the genre and maybe knows from firsthand experience what he's talking about, where women, I suppose, are making it up and basing their own knowledge off of other readings, you know, research online, that sort of thing, as compared to firsthand experience.
Yeah, no, I think it's interesting. I think it's good. It's the water is warm, so come on in. I think more the merrier. It's fine, you know.
Yeah.
But there's always going to be a little bit of that in the writing world. That it doesn't seem to be anything unusual. That's
yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. So now we will have your books up. We're going to have you up on the website as well, so people listen to the interview. Hopefully they tune in and enjoy it and pick up some of your books.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Well, thank you again. Morgan Mason, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.